Yushan Mishvis Percheni, second parak, Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah says, Ein Noitin, Ein Mavrichin, Ein Markivin, Erev Shvias, you're not allowed to plant trees in the following three ways. Ein Noitin, you can't plant them in the traditional way, just stick them in the ground. The Ein Mavrichin, you can't take the branch from a grape tree, literally for any tree, but come with the grape tree, stick it into the ground, and the idea is you stick it into the ground, the part that's now sticking in the ground starts to take root, and once it's taken root, you snip that branch, and now you have two trees. The one that took root becomes its own independent trees, and in Markivin means you're not allowed to graft one tree onto another. So again, these are three different ways of growing a tree. You're not allowed to do any of these things. Erev Shvias, Pachas Mishloach Yomim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So that means, in addition to the malacha, we had to plow before Rosh Hashanah in the 6th year for certain times. We had a long list of malachas that most of them you were allowed to do before Rosh Hashanah. This malacha of planting, you're not allowed to do for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. There are those who learned that this is also a din of Taisa Shvias. Most of them, unfortunately, do not learn that way. And they learned is that the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because something that the Gemara is going to hint at later on, the Gemara is going to talk about it later on, and that is, it's really more clear in the Bavli, but it's spoken out later on in the Gemara here in Yerushalmi also, and that is as follows. If a tree is planted, if you plant a tree, for 3 years you can't eat the fruit that grows in that tree. That's called Arla, and then the 4th year has a thing called Nether Ravai, and then only in the 5th year can you actually eat it, no matter how you like. So those years of counting, the Tanavar Mishnah is going according to what's the accepted halacha, that a tree has to be in the ground, has to have taken root in the ground. If it takes root in the ground more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then that counts that it was in the ground for this year. And if for the 3 year count of Arla starts, or that this, the year that it was planted in already counts towards the early years. So what's going to happen is, if you plant a tree within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, then it's not going to count for the year before Shemitah, because it was in the ground for too short. So it'll count as if it was planted on Shemitah. I mean, so for the years of Arla, it will be viewed as if it was planted on Shemitah. So years later, when people look at this fruit and say, is this a fruit that you're allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat, they're going to count back, and according to the numbers that they're going to be using, it's going to look like the tree was planted on Shvias. So that will give people a wrong impression that you're allowed to plant trees on Shemitah, because they're going to think this tree was planted on Shemitah. They're not going to realize it was planted before Shemitah, but it just didn't count for early years to Shemitah. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to plant trees 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, really, we're mixing two things together in a way, which is, if the tree has to not be, when we say that a tree has to be in the ground for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean it has to be in the ground. It has to have taken root at least 30 days. A tree that's taken root and it's been taken root for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that tree is counted for early years as if it was planted in the earlier year. So therefore, when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to plant things for 30 days, that means is you're not allowed to plant it in a way that it will have taken root more than 30 days. And the Mishnah at the end is going to explain, well, how long does it take to take root? So it really has to be more than 30 days in order to take root and then be in the ground for 30 days. And then the Mishnah continues, if you did one of these three ways of planting, yeah, then you're mechuyev to rip the tree out of the ground. The Gemara is going to explain why you have to rip the tree out of the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says, now the Mishnah is going to have two opinions as to how long it takes for a tree to take root in the ground. Kol ha-kavash ena kalatas l'shosh yamin, grafting. So any hakavah that doesn't work in 3 days, shuv ena kalatas, it won't work anymore afterwards. So he holds that it takes 3 days for a tree to take root. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rishtei Shabbos says it takes 2 weeks. In fact, there's a third opinion, which is going to be hinted at in the Gemara, which is that it takes 30 days. So there's three opinions as to how long it takes for a tree to take root. Either it takes 3 days, or it takes 2 weeks, or it takes 30 days. So that time you have to plant the tree that much time before the 30 days. So let's say the opinion, which is what that din is, the halacha is that it takes 2 weeks for a tree to take root. So you have to plant the tree more than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that you'll have 14 days for it to take root. After those 14 days, then it needs 30 days to be in the ground, to be counted as the full year, and then you don't have any problems. That's what you're allowed to do. So you have to plant at least 44 days before Rosh Hashanah. And as we had said, this is not, so to speak, a din of Taisa Shvias. It's not really a Shemitah, directly a Shemitah related. It's not a Taisa Shvias. It's not a regular Taisa Shvias kind of din. It's a din that it'll look like you planted on Shvias. And years from now, people will look back and think you planted on Shvias, and that's what it does. So your Gemara says, yes, ain't nothing very much given. You're not allowed to do these different methods of planting. Rav Elazar, Rav Yosef, Bar Zimra says the following: Masnisa b'stam. Our Mishnah is talking about the typical case when our Mishnah says that if it got planted too close to Rosh Hashanah, then you have to rip it out. That's talking about the typical case. Hadavabari shehishrish. Change the gears. Hadavabari shehishrish. If you know for sure that it took root, let's say you planted it 31 days before Rosh Hashanah. So, really, that's not enough time for it to take root more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But you know that it took root before 30 days. It was only 31 days when you planted it, but right away it took root. You know that it, Habari, if you know for sure, then Mutter, then you can keep it in the ground, because then you know that it took root and it was in for 30 days. So when our mission says it has to take root 30 days beforehand, and there's an amount of time to take root, that's the standard case. But if you know for sure that it took root by the time 30 days came, then you can leave it into the ground and it's fine. And then Gemara continues as follows: A noitin, a mavrichin, a makivin, a shvius, pachuk mishloshim yom b'tzeirah Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to plant these different weapons of planting for 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. If not, hivra chayirka v'yekar. If you did it, then you have to pull it out of the ground. Frank the Gemara, what akar? What happens if you didn't pull it out of the ground? You let the tree stay the way it was. Hey, rois of mahin. What's the status of those fruits that grow on that tree in years to come? All those fruits mutter. So the tree was supposed to be ripped out, but he didn't. So what's the status of the fruits? So the Gemara says like this: Rabba and Rav Law have a Yasvin Bitzur. Rabba and Rav Law were sitting in this place called Tzur. Also of the Kamayu, a story exactly like this came to them, that a tree had been planted within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. No one ripped the tree out of the ground. They left it in. They didn't uproot it. And then fruit came from the din. The question was, what should you do with the din? So Hayri Rav Law ruled that Yishpachu Peresu should throw out the fruit. And he said the fruit are asr. Excuse me, Amar Rabab. Rabab says, wasn't there when they counted up like to that in the attic. And that is to say, is the attic is, and the Gemara brings stories about where they used to make certain takanas in a certain attic. That was just a place where they did. They made these takanas up, these rules up, and they would take a minion. They would count up to decide, do enough people vote in favor of a takana or not vote for it? So he says, I wasn't there during the vote. In other words, no one ever made such a takana. So, and since there was no such takana, although the Mishnah says there is a takana that you have to uproot the tree, that is such a takana, but to it never went so far as to say that the fruit is usher, and therefore the fruit is mutter. You're not entitled to make up such a takana. And so he was saying it in a way of like, I wasn't there when they counted up. In other words, there was no such takana made, and therefore it's mutter. So they said, Armin, Netzi v'chutz numa, let's go out and to the outside and learn up. Let's go see if anybody else knows if there was such a takana. Nafkum and Shaman, they went out and they heard the Rabbi Yirina, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlaya, b'shem Elezer. These people said, in the chashna gzeris, you don't make new gzeris up, which is like the Gemara had said, you don't make up a new gzera, and they answered the tree, but they did not answer the fruit. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlaya, b'shem Elezer, he's Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlaya, Sefer Elezer, in a different variation, which is, in Sefer Elezer, you don't add on to a gzera. Same point, which is, there was a gzera that said, you have to, you're not a plant. There was also, that went as far as to say, you have to uproot the tree, but it doesn't go so far as to say that the fruit also, and therefore the fruit stay mutter. Okay, now the Yerushalmi gets a question. Natoy umes. What happens if a man planted it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, and then he died, and they had not yet uprooted the tree? Is the child allowed to keep the tree in the ground? Is there an issue for him? Does he have to uproot it also? Or we say, no, it was the father that had to do that, but not him. So Tana Rabbi Yaakov Rabaya, the Bar Delaya, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Abaya from Bar Delaya, says like this. Not the umes, if the person planted it and within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, and then he dies, we're going to read the Gersh as follows. There's many variations of how to read the following. We're going to read the follows. Benoi, mutter l'kaima, the child is allowed to keep it on the ground. Why? But Asi commander Amar, mitnei, hachshad, we're going, this statement that I just said is going according to the person who says I'll explain that in a second. If it would have been because of minyan, because of counting, so now we'll explain that. We're going to explain that as follows. The Gemara and the Bavli explains that there are two explanations as to why the tree should have to be uprooted. We had said the reason why you're not allowed to plant it in the first place is because it looked like you planted it on Shemitah, and that will give people that false impression. So one shot in the Gemara is that's the reason also why you have to uproot it, because you have a tree that people in years to come are going to think was planted on Shemitah, because when they count up the early years, they're going to think this tree was planted on Shemitah. So we have to uproot it so people don't have that misconception. So that's the same reason why you're not allowed to plant it is the reason why you have to uproot it also. That's one on the feeling of the Gemara. That's what we call Mneha Minyan. People are going to count up to that time and say that it was planted during Shemitah, and they're going to count, their counting is going to lead them to think that and think you're allowed to plant during Shemitah. And the other is called Mneha Chshad, because it means it's a knas, it's a punishment for people who did the wrong thing. People who plant on Shemitah are punished, that we uproot their plant and say, these plants are usher, you're not allowed to eat those trees. Not allowed to keep those trees, the trees become usher. So, so it's a knas for the person, and then, even if the person says, I did it by mistake, well, if the person does it by mistake, we really shouldn't knas him, we shouldn't fine him for doing something by mistake if he planted it at the wrong time, but we're afraid that people are going to say they did it by mistake, and really they did it on purpose. So, means that we are choshu that the person did it on purpose, and therefore we knas him, and we say, if you did it, we're going to uproot the tree, so you shouldn't benefit from what you did. So now let's read the Gemara again. Let's read the Gemara again. The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yaakov Barabai de Barclay says, Natoi, if the person planted umeit and then he died, but no, mutter l'kaima, the son is allowed to keep that, is allowed to keep the tree. Why? But Asik Mandem Nehechshad. He's going according to the one who says that the reason why even the father has to uproot it is because of the chshad, because you did something wrong, and we have to punish you for, fine you for doing that thing, and then even if you said you did it by mistake, we're choshed that you did it on purpose. So those kind of fines apply to the person who did the avera. That means the father. If the father died, we don't knas the son afterwards. And the son, just because the father would have been knas, we don't knas the son afterwards. But if the reason for asking it would have been because of counting, then in other words, we would have said that the reason why you have to uproot the tree is because people will make a mistake. So they don't count just because of the father. The father, it's not like that the father counts and the son doesn't count. Counting is counting. It doesn't do the person doing something wrong. It's because this tree, the existence of this tree, makes people think you could plant on Shemitah. So if that would have been the reason, then it would have been usher to keep it. Even the son couldn't have kept it. So I say this is one gear of how to read the Yerushalmi. Others read the Yerushalmi exactly the opposite, that the Yerushalmi is saying you're not allowed to keep it because the issue is because of the minyan. So again, it's a machlok. It's depending on the two reasons that the Bible brings as to why you're not allowed to keep the tree, why the tree has to be uprooted. It depends on whether you're allowed, whether the child is allowed to keep the tree or not. Now the Yerushalmi continues. Now we have a verse that says the following. If a person does one of these types of plantings within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also Rosh Hashanah Tmima, that tree that was planted counts as a full year for Arla. Okay, as we had mentioned, that if you plant with more than 30 days, if it takes root, if you plant it in a way that it took root from before Rosh Hashanah in the right amount of time, then it counts as a full year for Arla. Okay, now in our mission, when we had learned our mission, we had explained it, that it has to be have taken root 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, in which case you really have to plant it more than 30 days. This brisa is going, according to a different Mandi Amar, is going that it has to be even just one day have been taken root before Rosh Hashanah, but it takes 30 days to take root. So therefore, but it's the same idea, which is there's an amount of time it takes to take root. After it takes root, it has to be in the ground for an amount of time before Rosh Hashanah, and if it meets both of those criteria, then it counts as a full year for Arla, even though it was only in the ground for a short amount of time. It was only planted close to Rosh Hashanah. It's considered it was in the ground for a whole year, and for the early years, a whole early year has passed, even though it's in a short time. And at the same time, you can keep that tree on Shvius because it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look like you planted it too close to Shvius, and you're allowed to keep that tree if it was on Shvius. Now the rest, most of what we're going to talk about now is going to be about the Arla portion of it, not the Shvius portion of it. If you plant it within 30 days, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, also Rosh Hashanah Tmima, it does not count as if a full year of Arla. Basically, it doesn't count for anything. It's not, Arla-wise, it did not count as a year. Excuse me, for also the kind of Shvius, and you're not allowed to keep that tree on Shvius, you have to uproot the tree. Aval Amru, now, even though we said that if you plant it more than 30 days, even though we said that if you plant it more than 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, it's considered that it was planted for a whole year, Arla wise is considered a full year, so you would then think in 2 Rosh Hashanahs from now, the 3 years should be over. This short year, this 30 days counted as 1 year, then we have 2 more full years, so that means after 2 years and 30 days, you should be allowed to eat any fruit that would come out of the tree if that should be mutter. But we say no, Aval Amar, but they said, Peiris Nitiyazu Asurin Al Chemishas Bishvat. Any fruit that comes out of that tree after Rosh Hashanah is still Asur. The fruit do not become mutter until 2 Bishvat of the of the, if the tree is really more than 3 years old. It's, the first month counts as a year, then it has 2 full years, then it has to wait another a couple of months until Tu B'Shvat, at that point the fruit becomes mutter. Umatam, what's the reason why you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat? We just said that the year is old. The year, you had a short year and then 2 regular years. So Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, we learn from Ubashana, because it says in the Torah, you shouldn't have Arla. And the pasuk says, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Arla is period Shalashanim Yelacham Arim Yelachov. For 3 years you shouldn't eat it. And then the next pasuk says, Ubashana Haravi is, and the 4th year, then you could eat it. So the Gemara learns, it says, Ubashana, Ma'at Shaman. I'll read it inside the Ma'at Shaman. How did the word Ubashana and in the 4th year, how did that teach us anything? I'm Rab Zera. Rab Zera says it means like this. The one pasuk against Shalashanim Yelachem Arim Yelachov says, for 3 years it should be Arla, and you shouldn't eat it. Ubashana, and the next pasuk in the 4th year, we read those together. The U connects it to the previous pasuk. So we say, for 3 years you shouldn't eat it, and the fourth year. So it means that there's the third year stretches into the 4th year. The Ubashana means it connects the pasuk and in the 4th year. So for 3 years you shouldn't eat it, and in the 4th year. And that teaches us that you shouldn't eat it fruit until the fruit, the only fruit that grew after Tu B'Shvat, that started to grow, if the Tu B'Shvat of the months that are mutter, just because it started to grow after Rosh Hashanah is not enough. So the rule is that has to be 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but when the count is a year, but now when the 3rd year ends, after that short year, and then 2 regular years, you have to wait another couple of months until Tu B'Shvat, and after Tu B'Shvat, the fruit cycle become mutter. So now the Gemara is going to question that. Amar Abba Bar Mamo, Kumi Rav Zera. So Abba Bar Mamo said to Rav Zera, now Rav Zera is the one who had just said, that explained why you have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. He said, Nirin HaTvarin, it makes sense that what you just said is, Kishanatuf Nir Rosh Hashanah Shloshim Yom. If you planted the tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so you had a short 1st year and then 2 regular years, so basically you had 2 years and a month, so then I understand that in that case, the Torah is telling us you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat to use the food. Why not the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? If the person didn't plant the tree within 30 days, let's say he planted it 20 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that means this is 3 years are going to end. How it's going to be, for 3 years to end, it's going to take 3 years and 20 days for the year. The first, and if you planted it 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, his 3 years end after 2 years and 30 days. But if he planted it 20 days before Rosh Hashanah, his 3 years are going to end after 3 years and 20 days. So he says, if you planted for less than 30 days before Shana, Isa Chami, does this, like, let's go look into this. Does this make sense? Shana Shlema, also like, Va'at Amrachi, he had 3 full years. Shana Shlema, also, he had 3 full years. He had actually more than 3 years. He has 3 years and 20 days. Va'at Amrachi, now you have to say, he has to wait even longer. Does that make sense? It's one thing if he had really 2 years and 30 days. So you say, okay, you have to wait. The Torah says, wait a little longer until Tu B'Shvat. But does that make sense to say, that if you waited 3 full years, because he planted it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, so he waited his 20 days before Rosh Hashanah didn't count, he waited 3 full years, so does that make sense that such a person should have to wait again until Tu B'Shvat? Amalei, so he said back to him, Vin Kaini, and if you're right, that's how it works, that a person who has a full year is allowed to, who has a full year, doesn't have to take the Tu B'Shvat, so that's not correct, because I feel not to Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If he planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We should say when it gets 30 days before Rosh Hashanah to be mutter, in other words, you should have to wait until 3 full years. Let's say he planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So why don't we make him wait 3 full years? Why don't we let him off the hook with 2 years and 30 days? LMI, because 30 days and years counted as a year. So you can't have it both ways. If 30 days counts as a year, so then he did have 3 years. So you're saying if he had three full years, I mean 36 months, then he doesn't have to do Tu B'Shvat. But the Torah doesn't look at it like that. The Torah looks at it, that if you have 30 days before the year, that's considered a full year. So he had 3 years. So if you think that if you have 3 full years, you don't have to wait to Tu B'Shvat, then in that case, you also shouldn't have to wait. So Micah then. So what Micah doing? So, okay, so we still have a question, which is, what happened to the Sardar or Baba Mama said that you have to have, that if you had 3 full years, what does it mean that your person's mechuyev to have Arla for more than 3 years? Could it make sense that you have to wait more than, after 3 years, or 36 months have been completed, you still have to wait until Tu B'Shvat? Amar Ramana, Ramana says, Mikima Jamim Toshnasa Shal Ilan Mashlam Shnasa, that it's true that you had 3 years, 36 months, you had 3 years. And you had 3 Rosh Hashanahs, because it had more than that also. That's true. But still, the Shnosah Shel Elon, a tree also has a Rosh Hashanah, and that is the Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, not even though you had 3 years, as no, 12 months, you went around the calendar 3 times, you had 3 4 years, you had 3 Rosh Hashanahs also, but even though there's another requirement that you should have 3 years from one Tu B'Shvat to another, so therefore you have to wait until the next Tu B'Shvat comes, and at that point the year is over. In other words, the calendar years for trees is based on Tu B'Shvat, and therefore the fact that you had 3 years, either you had 3 years of 36 months went around and around, or you had 3 years from the din said that you had 3 years, because 30 days in a year counted, and then you had 2 years afterwards, you still have to wait. The year doesn't end until Tu B'Shvat comes. When Tu B'Shvat comes, you've now ended the year from the, you're now ready to start the new year for a tree's perspective, and therefore the reason why Arla, after the 3 years over, you still have to wait until Tu B'Shvat, is because new years don't start until Tu B'Shvat, and therefore, according to this Pshat in the Gemara, even trees that were planted within 30 years of Rosh Hashanah, so that their 3 years end after 3 complete years, three 12-month years, it takes that long to end the year, even so, you still have to wait until Tu B'Shvat for the year to end, and the fourth year doesn't start until Tu B'Shvat. And again, and the other person, Rabba Bar Mamel had said that no, he thinks that if you waited 3 4 years, at that point it's over, and you're not mechuyev to then wait to Tu B'Shvat. You only wait to Tu B'Shvat when you have short years, when you have years that started 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In those special cases, and you had a short year, then you wait to Tu B'Shvat. But Rabba Bar Mamel said that if you had a regular full 12-month year, that you don't have to wait until Tu B'Shvat.